response.
Clay Cohat along later on in the hour with our focus on social media, et cetera, et cetera. This is the Good Day program at 7 minutes after the hour. Steve Galanti in Desert Hot Springs won himself a bell, what, a year or so ago, and he's now getting fruition. You see, it pays to be persistent and to stick around here because oftentimes we're not too good with details. Or, as I was taught in radio school and college, you don't say detail, it's detail.
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 For details.
Right. And you live in Detroit. You don't live in Detroit. I watched that show a little bit last night, In and Out of The Good Wife. What is it, Detroit 187?
Yeah, you know, I want to watch that with the guy from The Sopranos.
Yeah, the Imperioli is in it.
Imperioli, yeah.
The guy who used to be the boss on the, what was the, NYPD Blue. A big black guy, I forget his name. You recognize him, you saw him. And Brendan's, one of Brendan's best friends is DJ, and I forget his last name, his Italian name, who's the young white cop in the series. So they've put together pretty, and they come home. Apparently Detroit isn't exactly, I don't know if I should tell this story out of school or not, but Detroit isn't exactly a mecca for people who live in Los Angeles.
Right.
They actually shoot the show in you know, a lot of these shows, like the CSI shows, CSI New York, Miami, they're all shot in L.A. The Las Vegas, every one of them is shot in L.A.
One of my friends works on Miami,
yeah.
And I don't know if you've noticed CSI Miami, but it's always a yellow thing.
Right. So it's a yellow house.
Like a yellow, well, no, it's always
Burbank.
Like a yellow cellophane over the
yeah,
thing, what's
right.
that called? So that there's always like a yellow
like
glow on screen.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And what's his name, David Caruso, always insists upon that. I guess they had a New York meets Miami episode where David Caruso went to New York and met with Gary Sinise.
Yeah.
And when they did the David Caruso shots, there'd still be this yellow glow, even though it was the dead of winter in New York City.
Yeah. By the way, Doug, it's James McDaniel you're looking for.
McDaniel, correct. Yes, thank you, Richie. Yeah. That is who it is.
He played Arthur Fancy.
Yep, Fancy. NYPD. That's right, Lieutenant Fancy.
Yeah.
Didn't
yeah.
get along always with Dennis Franz. Where the heck is Dennis Franz, by the way? He just kind of disappeared.
I'm on IMDb. Listen, why? Yeah. Is that he? He might have retired.
Nah, he's not that old. So, anyway, DJ, what's DJ's last name, Richie, from that show? Are you looking up the show? Begins with a C.
Hold on one second.
It's a pretty Italian name. He and Brendan lived together in an apartment on Crescent Heights, Jennifer.
Catrona.
What is it?
Catrona.
Catrona. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he and
Detective
Brendan.
Detective John Stone.
That's it. Yeah, John Stone.
John Stone.
Yeah, perfect, right? Anyway, apparently he's pretty good. He's a pretty good kid. And but they're both the same age and had a lot of the same experiences growing up. And so they worked together on a couple of shows early on. They became friends. And pretty much every Friday or Saturday night, they go out with the guy who was in Friday Night Lights. Some of these stories are strange to me because I don't know the characters. But in the movie Friday Night Lights, the guy who played the football hero.
Right.
He's...
Yeah, I know the main character.
You know,
yeah.
I don't remember his name. Anyway, the three of them are all pals, and so they hang around together. Anyway, the point of the story is that
they need a wing woman. DJ's not so bad. Call me right now. Yeah. It happened.
So, the thing that marked the first year of their being friends, he was in some show, and he had some money for the first time, so he bought himself a black SUV.
Or SUV.
That, too. And had the souped-up wheels on it. You know how they in Los Angeles, they all have
these. Yeah, we have to have rims.
So the two of them, Brendan and DJ, went out one Saturday night, and they took Brendan's car, came back, found his SUV on blocks.
Oh,
in the driveway.
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and apparently the wheels cost like $6,000.
So Brendan is living the life of...
of an actor.
No. What's the show? Not Encore.
Entourage.
Entourage. Brendan's living entourage.
I don't know whether he is or not. He doesn't like the guy's entourage, by the way. Says, I mean, he's met all of them and worked with all of them.
No, no, no. He doesn't like them personally?
He's hanging out with two big actors as kind of their entourage.
He's Turtle.
Whatever.
He's Turtle. Your son Brendan is Turtle.
Remember that.
That's awesome.
He doesn't like entourage. He likes Wahlberg because he's a Massachusetts guy. Brendan is a real, you know, he feigns this I'm staying in L.A. stuff. But who does he watch? The Patriots every weekend, the Red Sox every game, the Celtics every game.
Just like everybody else in Los Angeles.
Right, they're from someplace else.
Right, it's just like D.C. Nobody's from D.C.
We can't blame them for bad taste.
Yeah. I'm the only person that lives in this city that's actually born here.
Really?
Yeah. Everybody else comes from, they're all foreigners.
That's how
like
I feel
guys.
In L.A.
Yeah, same thing.
Really? That's how you, what? What do you mean? You're
no one's from
LA.
I know. I'm the only one that's ever born in LA.
It's the two transient cities, LA and DC.
Right. How did I get off on that? Why were we talking about that?
You talked about Detroit 187.
Oh, because I was comparing it last night. We were talking about, actually off the air, we were talking about some of the winners, and we talked on the air as well about some of the nominations for Golden Globes. And I was mentioning that I like Julianna Margolis, and this Good Wife show is very, very good. It's a really, I think that's what television is.
Oh, so you didn't tell me,
story?
How is the Detroit 187? That's one of the shows I want to watch but just don't have time
to. It has to be, it has traction because DJ told Brendan they re-upped the show.
Good.
So it has to have some traction. And under the circumstances, it appears you have to watch it and can't get in and out of it. That's my observation.
Yeah.
Having gone to it four or five times while I'm watching The Good Wife, I go to that. And I think, is Chase on the other channel? No, Chase is on when Hawaii 5-0 is on.
So it's got a serial aspect to it.
It has a serial, but yeah. But the characters in the storyline are pretty complex and pretty Detroit. The show I was watching last night.
What does that mean?
Well, it means that you...
Out of work?
You're confronting, the black issues and the out of the horrible conditions that exist in Detroit.
It's
living
a tough
there.
Town right now. Man.
Oh, my God. You wouldn't want to live there. It's horrible.
It's tough.
Yeah. So the issue last night, in part, as I could gather, there was gentrification going on in a neighborhood, and some woman who was camping out in a house that was burned down or torn down got killed. And at first they blamed some other homeless guy for killing her, but then it turned out that it wasn't. It was the people who bought the land and just tore the building down without worrying about who was inside of it or if anybody was inside of it. Because there are a lot of people living
on
the street.
So let's get to the important question.
Which is?
Can Brendan get us on as extras on the show?
No.
Remember when we had George Lopez on? He said, all you guys have to do is come on.
What do you want to go to Detroit and be extras in the show for? Oh, I know. The point I was making was that show is actually shot in Detroit, but all the people come back to Los Angeles on the weekend. You can't duplicate.
I was reading an article about photography, video photography.
Yeah.
The other day, and the big, and I don't know a whole lot about the whole world of video, but we're just getting into it. But the big issue is cities are really trying to compete with Hollywood by giving massive tax breaks
New Orleans,
to get them to come film there. It's really hurting Hollywood a good bit.
Well, it's too expensive.
And
idiot Jerry Brown.
There's a whole organization now trying to get together to save, to keep all of the production of all these shows in Hollywood.
Well, the biggest problem is taxes and unions.
Yeah.
Yep.
The unions still don't get it.
Yep.
And the taxes.
So you're right.
Brendan belongs to SAG.
New Orleans is huge.
Oh yeah.
For filming movies and TV shows right now.
How did Hollywood become Hollywood? Like the place where they shoot all the movies. Why did
Hollywood
they end up
there? Was where the first back in the in I think it was 1902, 1903. When Hollywood was just open,
Orange
it's a
Grove.
Desert. Hollywood and Los Angeles County is a desert. And there were areas where it was flat and the sun was out. It was cheap when movies first were the first movies were not talkies. The first movies were silent. And the shoots were, they wanted to do it where it was cheap and warm. And there was plenty of warmth. It was a beautiful area. And it didn't cost them a lot of money because they could do everything outside. So that's how all of it started.
Would it surprise you if I told you I'd never watched a movie without audio?
No, a lot of people.
You never watched a silent movie?
It hasn't become a. It didn't. They didn't become talkies until it was 1929, 1930. 28, somewhere in there. Al Jolson did the first speaking or singing part. What was the name of that movie, and when? What year was it, Richie? It's like 1929.
Was it Al
Jolson had the first.
Yeah.
Was the first voice to ever be heard on screen.
World's Greatest Entertainer.
Would be 1929, I'm thinking. While you look that up, let us pause for a moment. Do we need to tell you about Julian Assange? We don't need to talk about him. He's out on bail. The Swedes don't want him out on bail. Anybody at this point doesn't know what's going on with him? Oh, here's a study. Teen pot use is up. Drinking is down. I was trying to figure out whether that was good news or not.
The jazz singer is what you're thinking.
Jazz singer, right.
But before that, he had a short called The Plantation.
Was that a talkie?
I don't think there was talkies until well after that.
Well, but no, he was a jazz singer. That was it. That was the first. He sang.
Speaking of pot and drinking, what would you rather find out your kid was doing or your son
drinking.
Was doing, Doug?
Drinking.
Yeah, drinking. Yep. Both my children experimented with marijuana and didn't like it. Megan drinks wine. Brendan doesn't drink because he knows he can't handle it. It's pretty much simple, bottom line stuff. And that all comes, it's all, by the way, it's,
I think Brendan
most of that
and
stuff
I,
is hereditary.
Brendan and I walked the same path when we were 20 to 25.
But Brendan is right off of it because he can't handle it.
You just have to learn how to.
No, he couldn't.
No.
Really?
It's a gene. It comes, in my family. There's an addictive gene.
And it's good you recognize it and better not mess with it.
Right. Yeah. Well, he had one run-in that taught him a lesson, so that fixed it for him.
Yeah.
I think I had
three run-ins that taught me a lesson.
Yeah, yeah.
With the police, Rich?
Duck.
With the police? Yeah, I have one or two of those, too.
Yeah.
Nothing serious.
No.
I was handcuffed on the outside of the jail cell, not on the inside.
Oh, good for you, Richie.
So it was kind of light.
Is there anybody who hasn't been arrested?
I've never been arrested.
Me neither. I've never gotten
never
a ticket.
Roberta, with your big mouth, you've never been arrested.
Never been arrested. I did get a ticket for jaywalking in Ogden, Utah, however.
Yeah. Oh, I've gotten tickets.
Roberta would be happy to show them their cleavage, and then they'd be sure to write a ticket. 19 after on good day.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, Don. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're going to have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot...
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes and movies does Netflix let you watch for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct.
I can't.
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Extra charges, traveling with your skis. Find out how to save that money from Peter Greenberg up in a moment here.
calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
The Village People. I love the Village People. That means I'm gay because I like the Village People. This is fun, lifting, bright music.
Can I do this? Or do I look like some sort of gay superhero?
Awesome, Ricky. Awesome.
Just thanks. I was thinking, George Michael.
Yeah, awesome. Right, exactly. Awesome. 1984.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away.
No one else is singing with me
here? So I want the audience to pick. There were two songs that were nominated for worst or most annoying Christmas songs of all time. This one nominated Wham, Last Christmas, and Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas. This is
the best Christmas
This
carol.
Is really an outrage, but I'll give you the story behind the story after we have a little snippet of both of these very popular.
I could listen to this all day long.
That's a wonderful. And the movie that it comes from is such a great movie. This is where it cranks up, Richie. So therefore, it is your job to crank along with it.
He based his last jingle on it.
Who did?
You did.
Oh, that's right. He did. That and Coldplay. Those of you who are watching GoodDayShow.com, the video, I'm moving. Right? How can you sit still when you're watching this thing? I'm listening. There must be a video.
There is a video.
Movie.
The video's not that great.
She is, I think she's terrific. Mariah Carey is really terrific. And it isn't just because of those, Richie, so stop thinking. Crank it up, will you please? We all have the scenes playing in our mind now of...
never seen this movie.
You have never seen... What is the matter with you?
Oh, it's so good.
That's un-American.
Really?
What is the matter with you?
This is one of my favorites.
Liam Neeson is
Roberta,
wonderful.
Oh, Colin Firth.
Yeah.
Roberta. Hello, my love.
I don't think so.
Love
You're
Actually?
Kidding. No, I don't go to the movies.
Hugh Grant is in it?
What's the matter with you?
Right, I go so to live theater. Two.
My God. Craig, have you seen this movie?
American as
you
I have.
You know what? Just, Doug, get rid of him. Right, let us revel in this moment.
How can you not have seen Love Actually? Yeah. Hugh Grant. Grant and
Colin Firth.
That cute thing.
That's why I've never seen it. What? Hugh Grant's in it.
No, that's very good.
Yeah, I boycott anything with Hugh Grant in it.
That's what the song's about.
Yeah, whatever.
All I want for Christmas is Hugh.
Yeah. Okay, so here's the story behind the story. That's why we're playing these two
Pretty
songs.
Pretty much I know anything with Hugh Grant in it
Am
is
I
not going to have
my story or not?
Explosions, action, gratuitous.
I know, all you think about with Hugh Grant is the woman that he met on the corner of Hollywood and Franklin.
Yeah,
that's all he
can think about. If that, I might go see it.
Yeah. So, this is a poll that was taken in Bulgaria. For those of you who want to know about the news of the day from Bulgaria, this is it.
Angry Bulgarians.
A total of 28,000 Bulgarians said that the Wham song they least wanted to hear of all the songs that are around in the... This is, by the way, a website. This is our website of the day. You ready for this? You're going to love this one. NoHoHoHo.org.
Huh?
The website of the day.
.org?
Is no. Yeah, .org. NoHoHoHo.org. Please check that out. Go there. They've listed all of the songs. Every song gets disgusting when you hear it 172,000 times, voter Bambi said. I think these songs are the reason Christmas depression and suicides occur, said somebody else.
I listened to this in my car 174 times.
Yes. This is imbecilic. These are good songs, especially Mariah Carey. All right, NoHoHoHo.org. Check it out. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Ever since airlines started charging extra for checked bags, it's become increasingly expensive to travel with your ski or snowboard equipment. But here are some ways around it. Southwest is one of the few airlines that doesn't charge for the first and second checked bag. It also doesn't charge a fee for ski equipment that's properly packaged. So a good tip is to put your skis, boots, jacket, and pants into a ski bag and then check a separate small suitcase with the rest of your clothes. Now, to make life easier, do what I do. Ship your gear ahead of time with FedEx or UPS. Or use a dedicated sports equipment shipping company like Luggage Forward or Luggage Club, which costs a bit more, but it's door-to-door for skis or golf clubs. And in these tough economic times, resorts are happy to throw in freebies, especially during some of the slower periods. Recently, even big-name resorts such as Vail, Beaver Creek, and Breckenridge offered free ski rental packages. So don't be afraid to call up a human being and actually ask for it. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Every vacation has a story to tell. A passport falling overboard. A giraffe coming to lunch. Tell us what makes you the world's unluckiest traveler, and you could win a $10,000 dream vacation. Vote for your favorites at travelguard.com/unlucky. Brought to you by Travel Guard. See your travel agent or visit travelguard.com for a free quote on affordable travel insurance protection from Travel Guard.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage. May not be available in all states.
Whew. Hear that? That's the sound of Avis trying harder. We're proud to offer a 100% smoke-free fleet, which means smoke stays outside, and the only thing your car will smell like is car. Be sure to reserve your next ride at Avis.com. Avis, we try hard.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalheater.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig for today's modern smoker.
Doug Steffen, Good Day program. Clay Kohut's daily report of what's going on in the social media begins momentarily on Good Day. You can follow Good Day on Stitcher Radio. How many people do you think are doing that? Or is it just, you don't bother, why bother? You can get it all with your iPhone app or whatever the droid's going to come up with. So do we need Stitcher? I know we're on Stitcher. It's like Pandora for talk,
yeah,
spoken word.
For people that don't have the iPhone right now, they can access it on Droid through Stitcher until we come out with our Good Day
Stitcher,
Droid app.
Stitcher. So how do you find that?
Stitcher?
Yeah, you have to download it, a special
it's
program.
App. It's an app.
So it would be an iPhone app.
Or a Droid app.
You go to Stitcher first, and then you find, whereas if you have a regular iPhone app like we do, you just start a Doug Steffen or a Good Day show, you don't have to go to Stitcher.
Right.
Is that right?
Cut out the middleman. That's my motto.
That's it, right. Get rid of that middle guy. For sure. The whole idea here is for you to listen, learn, become more successful, achieve that success. It is love what you do and be successful. Don't love what you do, rarely are you successful. You've noticed that? Have you noticed that people who are successful really love what they do? Not always, but most of the time. I think the lesson is most of the time, if you really dig what you do, you will be successful. I can't think of anybody who's really succeeded in a line of endeavor that they didn't like. I'm sure there are examples of people being good at things, but they don't like it. But for how would you define that as being successful, by the way? Even if you're good at your job and you do well at it, are you a success if you do not like your job, how can you be a success?
I don't know.
If you don't like your job.
That's tough.
I don't see how you could do that. Richie, I'm sorry. What did you start to say?
Back in the 50s, 60s, and before that, did people do what they loved, or did they do just a job?
Obligatory. Get the job in 40 years, and you get your
right.
watch.
Right.
Retirement, 62.
I mean, really doing what you love didn't come around until, what, the 80s? Maybe 70s?
My father did what he loved. My father was...
So my father did, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that the people that came out of World War II figured out how to do it. That was really the entrepreneurial era after World War II, because there was no business. Yeah, World War II was the only reason the Depression ended. And by the way, there are a lot of people who theorize, there's some great books written about how Roosevelt figured, the people around him figured, the only way to get out of, really to get out of the Depression is, it was to go to war. And that's why we went to war against Japan. We had to go to war against the Germans. There's no question about it. But the reason we got into the war with the Japanese is because we needed to get the industrial military complex needed to jumpstart the economy. Everybody needed to go back to work, and that's how they did it.
So, who was the entrepreneur that started
the
military-industrial complex?
Well, but Pearl Harbor was a setup, Bridge. Come on. You know that. I'm sorry. What did you say, Clay?
It was a ruse.
So who was
stupid.
The entrepreneur?
It wasn't a ruse. It was a setup, though. Who was the entrepreneur who
stupid
did what?
People think that.
Wait, oh, no. It's just a dumb comment.
But Richie just made one, so you can make yours.
All right. Who was the entrepreneur that started the military-industrial complex?
It wasn't just a one. There are, I
Dick
mean,
Dick Cheney.
Yeah.
I would have liked to invest in it.
Yeah. There's, if you go back to, it isn't a uniquely American thing, although it's become uniquely American in our life. But I bet you go back to Alexander the Great. I bet there was a military industrial complex making swords and shields and helmets and stuff.
Of course, Wikipedia has a page on this.
And it says, what, the industrial, the military-industrial complex?
Talk about the concept here. History, Neolithic tools were used as weapons prior
Neolithic.
To recorded history.
The Neolithic era, that's an, the Neolithic age was an age that's pre-industrial revolution.
Firearms.
Time.
How do you have military so,
history? Is the Neolithic age before or after France. The Monolithic age?
They,
Monolithic age is first, I think, Richie. In the Neolithic age.
Right? I would guess you're right.
Yeah.
The first modern MICs, military complex. Industrial complexes, arose in Britain, France, and Germany in the 1880s and 1890s as part of the increasing need to defend their respective empires, both on the ground and at sea.
But you can make an argument that the First World War started because of the buildup of military, which came from the industrial military complex. That's
so, but how do you have a military presence without having a military-industrial complex?
Well, you can't unless you buy all the stuff. America's military-industrial complex is aimed not only at creating situations where we go to war, but also helping other countries create the situations where they go to war so they can sell more stuff.
And why do you go to war with those countries?
The people who live in that get together, I mean, this is the best thing about going to Israel, and in the three times I've been to Israel, what is most prominently, any stooge walks into the scenario and sees everybody gets along, not only in Jerusalem, but the kids all go to school together in Palestine, Jordan. Everybody gets along except the people who run the two countries. The Palestinian Liberation Organization and Arafat and his bunch. What's the guy's name who's around now? Is not anywhere near as smart as, he's just a thug. Is not very smart, but Arafat was a thug who was pretty smart. These people, they're back and forth, the leaders of the countries. How many people really and truly, how many of you think, even though the Germans and the French didn't really like each other per se, you think the French wanted to go kill Germans or vice versa? No. It was the leaders that developed, and that's the case always. It's always the leaders who suck in all of the young, strong men and women to do the bidding, and it's all at the behest of the military-industrial complex. And what you said a few minutes ago, but Dick Cheney, that's really the latest version of the same thing. Donald Rumsfeld, here's an interesting story. Donald Rumsfeld's high school wants to give him, or at least somebody in the high school, wanted to give him an award for something or other. And now the town is in an uproar because the town, some of the town fathers and people live in the town. What, we're going to give this guy an award? He was responsible for the ruse of the weapons of mass destruction, responsible for killing or directly, he's got blood on his hands with 4,000 Americans that died in Iraq that didn't have to, and we're going to give him an award? So that apparently isn't going to happen, but people at least are thinking about that sort of thing.
So,
but when you get down to Holbrooke dying, and his last words were, we shouldn't be at war in Afghanistan, here's a guy that's been carrying the party line, and the water for the Democrats, all of them in office for, what, since Kennedy, for God's sake, the guy's been around. And he doesn't say it publicly, but he says to the doctor before he dies, we shouldn't be in Afghanistan.
The doctor said, we're going to go in and fix this tear in your heart, and we'll take care of that. And he goes, yeah, that and the
war.
And the war in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
So, so who coined the phrase?
Military-industrial complex?
Mm-hmm. You know this.
Hoover.
I know you know this.
Eisenhower.
Yeah, and his farewell address.
Yeah, right. He told Kennedy when they had their meeting, that was really what got this started. He said, look out for these guys because they'll want to take over. They're trying to take over now. They're everywhere.
Well, why didn't Kennedy listen?
Maybe
Kennedy did
him.
Listen. Kennedy listened pretty well, in fact. But he had some stooges around
him. Cuba thing.
Well, that was really the reason. There are plenty of Jack Anderson who follows this. I'm sorry for taking your time.
Here we go.
You got me. And there's a whole thing about JFK. There's a new thing about JFK that I just saw.
Just everybody, as soon as I turn the curve so that Doug can bring Jack Anderson in,
right.
It's all over with. Here we go. Get ready for your ride. Put your seatbelts on. Here we go.
I'll make this fast.
Okay.
For people who haven't heard this story.
No, it's a fast ride.
I love Jack Anderson. He was one of the great minds in journalism when journalism was really journalism. And I was fortunate to be friends with him for the last 10, 15 years of his life. And he wrote the defining book and the story of how JFK was killed. And that was the book that that Oliver Stone based his movie on, JFK. So, but the military getting to the mob, getting to the Cubans, all of this trail that was created by, first, the military not liking Kennedy because they didn't think he was strong enough, or they have so much power and influence. You don't have any idea how much these people influence what goes on in our country every day.
Mm.
They're so powerful. There's so much money there. And that's why our country is as bellicose as it is. We're warmongers because of them.
In the event, Hal Holbrook plays one of these types of guys who controls the government from behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And is really kind of controlling the people that are against the president and his crew. And it's amazing in the show how much power he has. And it makes you think.
Yep.
You know, it makes you think. It's like, what's his face, who played on 24, what's her face's father?
But who's it?
Help me out. Angela Jolie's father.
Oh, John, yeah.
John Boyd.
Yeah, Boyd was behind the scenes. Exactly.
Right.
The whole season was based on that.
This guy's even more powerful than that. This guy's got big money.
All right, now we have only a couple of moments here. Clay, your social media headline for today is?
Well, there was a woman that went through a metal detector at the airport, just the regular metal detector, and she then had to...
What airport are we talking?
What airport was this? The Albuquerque Sunport.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Albuquerque Airport. Yep.
And so then they wanted to pat her down, and she said that she felt like she was being molested, and she had apparently recently also had a mastectomy, which had caused some sort of issues with the TSA.
Yeah.
But her 17-year-old son was with her, and he asked why he didn't get a pat down if he went through the metal detector too. And the TSA looked at him and said, "You don't have boobs."
Yeah. Brilliant.
Huh.
And this is making the rounds, hopefully, on pretty much everywhere, I'm hoping.
This is one of the top stories.
Is there a video of this, or is it
because she got pulled aside because in the screening they saw something because of the mastectomy? And
I guess so, but she didn't go through a body scanner, which makes me confused. I don't understand.
No, you don't go if you don't opt to go. If she had, her issue is if she had breast cancer, you don't want to be exposed to any more radiation, so you get a pat down. And the kid didn't get it. What the reason for it may have had some soundness, but the way the flippant, stupid response from that idiot who worked for the TSA is what causes the problem, not the actual.
Not a lot of rocket scientists sitting there.
Oh, God, what idiots.
So she's
marketing majors.
What idiots. Okay. So our poll today is the government overreaching with a new child nutrition bill. A, yes, the nanny state wins again. B, no, it's about time we had healthy nutrition on school lunch menus. C, how about we focus on education instead of more government mandates? And D, I like Twinkies and so do my children. Mm-hmm. How dare the government take them away?
Beat it.
Yeah. Yesterday's poll, have you reconnected with any old flames on Facebook? 58% of you said, no way, I'm so over my exes. 25% said my wife would kill me.
Wow.
11% said, of course, isn't that what Facebook is for? 4% of you said, not yet, but I'm hoping pretty soon. And 2% of you said, I've messaged a few of my exes, but I don't like to talk about it. All right, there you go.
So 11, 4, and 2. Really? Wow, yeah. 17%.
Yeah. Our video of the day today is the one Richie's all excited about. The North Point Church Band puts Christmas show together using iPhones and iPads as instruments. You can play a little of this, Richie. The audio comes from the
They play
concert.
Their. They download the apps for instruments on their iPads and iPhones, and then there's like 12 of them.
We'll play more of this in the next hour, but this is just a little tease because we're going to get to Darkie Ken pretty soon here. This is an iPhone app.
No, it's like 10 guys with iPads.
Yeah.
It's like 10 guys with iPads. One of them has bells, the other one has keyboard, the other one has a maracas.
Yeah. Yeah, like that. Right? Just like that. Okay. GoodDayShow.com, the video streams. Dr. Ken, doesn't he get on the video stream once in a while?
Yeah. He does, yeah.
Yeah, I thought he was. And one of the things that we need to talk about here is whether or not multivitamins are good for you. We'll find out the answer to that question in a moment with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day.
Like to try a new Luden's Wild Honey Throat Drop?
Wow, this Luden's Wild Honey is delicious. Oh, I can almost see the bees now buzzing through the field, going from flower to flower, collecting the sweet nectar, then flying back to the hive, filling it with their pure, luscious honey.
Yeah, most people just say they're good.
New Luden's Wild Honey, a luscious new way to soothe everyday throat irritation. Luden's, it still works wonders.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect 1 million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Never let your lips go naked. Instead, for healthier, supple lips, slip on something silky like ChapStick Moisturizer. Slide on something luscious and smooth like ChapStick Cherry. Or throw on something comfortable and familiar like Classic Black. ChapStick, hydrating formula for everyday protection. Because whether you're on a date or hard at work, healthy lips should never go naked. Join us on Facebook for even more lip service. Never let your lips go naked. Instead, for healthier, supple lips, slip on something silky like ChapStick Moisturizer. Slide on something luscious and smooth like ChapStick Cherry. Or throw on something comfortable and familiar like Classic Black. ChapStick, hydrating formula for everyday protection. Because whether you're on a date or hard at work, healthy lips should never go naked. Join us on Facebook for even more lip service.
The Doug Stephan Good Day program. Now, time for Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the medical expert with his daily dose of important information, which you can download anytime. They're all archived for you. Go to the listen box at gooddayshow.com and bring them down. You can also find them at Ken's website, drkenshow.com. So what's the good news about multivitamins today, Ken?
This is out of the San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium this week. Doug, women with breast cancer who take multivitamins with minerals, they appear to face lower odds of having their cancer come back or dying. Doug, this is especially in women who undergo radiation therapy. Good news and very easy to do.
All right. The other item today, I see, well, a couple of different items. Doctors are talking about the results of the FDA Advisory Committee having hearings now to re-review the scientific evidence on mercury in fillings.
Yeah, more to come on this. We just don't know what they're going to say, but the fact is they've been pressured to relook at this, and we'll talk about
pressured
it later
because
in the
they
week.
Were wrong, because science is wrong.
Oh, let's see what they decide.
No, I've decided for them.
Oh, come on.
You know, come
intuition.
On. Yeah, right.
Let's see what they say, but there's certainly something there.
Yeah, of course.
And there's a lot of pressure, but who knows? That's the problem here, Doug. Are they using science, or are they just being pressured to come to
it? No, did they use science in the first place, or were they pressured by the ADA to come up with a finding?
Correct.
Please. All right, we have doctors encouraging screening for aortic aneurysms because of what happened with Holbrook, right?
Absolutely. Over the age of 65, I think everybody should be screened. Unfortunately, Medicare doesn't approve it unless you're 65 and a smoker. But if you have a family history of this, get screened. Don't smoke. Keep your blood pressure under control. I think everyone over 65 should be screened for aortic aneurysms.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 800-540-7570. That's 800-540-7570. Again, 1-800-540-7570.
This is B.B. King from the film Heat. Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, Val Kilmer, and John Voight topped the box office during this week in 1995. I thought this was actually, I like B.B. King. I've never been a big fan of this. Richard's like, oh my God.
Oh, The Thrill Is Gone?
Anyway.
It's one of the most emotionally gripping songs that he has.
Absolutely. You're right.
And one of the biggest hits he has.
Why would I ever have said anything other than that?
Well, you don't like down.
I do not.
You like upbeat.
I like up.
And the blues inherently is kind of.
But this was a good movie, I thought. Chuck Curry is here. Movie Moments. You agree with me? This was, I think it was the first time these two guys, Pacino and De Niro, were together. They've often wanted to work together, apparently, and people have tried to put them together. I don't remember how many different times they've been together, but this turned out to be Al Pacino was the bad guy, if I remember correctly, right? Do I remember that right? Or was it the other way around?
That's the first time they were on screen together. They were in the same movie in Godfather 2, but never on screen together because their plots took place in different decades. And then they did that movie a couple years ago, police drama. I don't recall the title. Didn't fare very well.
Yeah, no. But this was a good cop and robbery.
Very good movie. Good movie.
It was. Yep.
I just want to say, you know, the Yogi Bear movie, which opens tomorrow?
Yes.
I hear Boo Boo's getting some really good Oscar buzz for that one.
Boo Boo. Who's the who does the voice of Boo Boo?
Justin Timberlake.
Hey Yogi.
Hey Yogi.
What do you think we're gonna get ourselves a picnic basket?
All right, let's get to our trivia. The movie audio from the movie in question today. You get to listen to three snippets. Then you get to figure out what the movie is, and then you get to call 800-510-8255, and you get to win a prize if you're right. If you've never won on Movie Moments before, here's the first clue.
Monsieur, care for another bottle of the Chateau Latour?
Yes, but no more 1966. Let's splurge. Bring us some fresh wine, the freshest you've got this year. No more of this old stuff.
He doesn't realize he's dealing with sophisticated people here.
I should
this was a great vehicle for that voice, the star, and one of his best friends in real life. They've been in a number of movies together, and a old curmudgeon-y Jewish actor, comedian, is the third part of this. The film was number one at the box office during this week in 1979.
Okay, I got it.
Have you got it, Chucker?
I need another clue.
All right, Richie, give me another clue.
Okay.
I'm hitchhiking. How far are you going?
St. Louis, how far are you going?
To the end of this fence.
Okay.
I'm David Johnson. What's your name, sir?
Here we are.
Okay.
Oh, you know what?
You don't have the right one. 800.
I got to go more classic.
It sounds like a few, well, but again, you got to go back 31 years for this.
Okay. I know
beginning
what it is.
Of his career. 800-510-8255. Last
clue.
Do you
like this movie?
Do I?
Yeah. I can't see you liking this movie.
Yeah. Yeah, a little annoying, but
okay.
I like it.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And I
the
really
new
like
phone that. Back there! The new phone yeah, back okay. there!
Okay. Well, I wish I could get that excited about luck.
Nothing! Are you kidding?
I can take your lead.
I'm somebody now! Millions of people look at this book every day! This is the kind of spontaneous publicity, your name in print, that makes people!
All right, there it is. Take your chances. Get your best shot going for 800-510-TALK. Chucker, what'd you make of the Golden Globe nominations in the movie department?
I mean, you know, they're interesting. I don't know if they're a direct barometer of what will happen.
Social Network, you don't think that's going to win?
I don't know. It'll certainly be nominated. It's way too early to tell. You know, last year the Hurt Locker didn't get, you know, great early buzz among these awards and then wound up winning the Oscar for Best Picture. So.
What was The Tourist? I forget. That's up for Best Comedy Musical. I forget what The Tourist was about.
Angelina Jolie and
oh, that's
John
the one that's up right now.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't remember it because it's the movie that's around now. Any surprises with actresses? That's the same. Jennifer Lawrence, who's she?
I'm not quite sure what film.
Up from Winter's Bone.
I'd have to examine the whole list. I really haven't looked at it that thoroughly to give you a direct opinion. I got one bit of movie news. Director John Favreau, who helmed Iron Man 1 and 2 and currently is in pre-production, post-production on Cowboy vs. Alien, has decided to take a pass on directing the third Iron Man. Why? Most likely a salary dispute with Marvel Entertainment. One other bit of news, Doug. James L. Brooks' new film comedy, How Do You Know, which opens on December 17th with stars Reese Witherspoon, reportedly cost upwards of $140 million to produce.
Yeah. Right.
Why?
Too much money.
If anyone's guessed, Reese Witherspoon
Bob,
made 15 months.
What's the name of the movie?
Is that Father of the Bride?
Bruce, what's the name of the movie? Jim, what's the name of the movie?